Diva Kodra, Ishmisher, Joe Ballard, Thoughtful Sheroid, the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello, friends. I'm Joe Ballard, and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme, you'll hear all types, styles, and genre of Irish music, traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish, and old time Irish songs, with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography, and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello, friends, and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. everton274@sky.com. everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation, or a question to ask. And let's start with a Daniel track. And as we're starting with a Daniel track, I might play another one later on during the programme because I know how popular Daniel O'Donnell is. He's taking us to Connemara for this one. And don't go asleep, he's giving us a Connemara cradle song.
On the wings of the wind, the dark rolling deep, angels are coming to watch o'er thy sleep. Angels are coming to watch over thee. So list to the wind coming over the sea. Hear the wind blow, dear, hear the wind blow. Lean your head over and hear the wind blow. Winds of the night, may your fury be crossed. May no one that's dear to our island be lost. Blow the winds gently, can be the foam. Shine the light brightly to guide them all home. Hear the wind blow, dear, hear the wind blow. Lean your head over and hear the wind blow. The currachs tomorrow will stand on the shore, and daddy goes sailing, sailing no more. Men will be drying the nets, heaven blessed, and safe in my arms, dear, contented he'll rest. Hear the wind blow, dear, hear the wind blow. Lean your head over and hear the wind blow. Hear the wind blow, dear, hear the wind blow. Lean your head over and hear the wind blow.
Hey, that was a very young sounding Daniel O'Donnell. He must have made that album a long time ago, and singing us the Connemara Cradle Song. As I've told you before, Connemara is a beautiful district of County Galway. It has rugged coastlines and beautiful woods and lakes. Absolutely wonderful. There, Daniel and the Connemara Cradle Song. And now, from one Irish icon to two Irish icons, because we're going to give you Foster and Allen now. I've got a great deal of their material because I'm a big fan of theirs. I think it's very neat. Whatever they do, they sing it nice, and the harmony is lovely, and all the arrangements are nice. Here, they're giving us After All These Years.
My darling, come to me, sit you down easily, and rest a while near the soft firelight. Cold is the night, but warm is my heart with pride, having you by my side. You're still my guiding light after all these years. Your soft assuring ways, the rock I lean on, saw me through my darkest days when all hope had gone. You're still the only one I'll ever hold near, and I love you after all these years. Time from me passes on, and I'm growing old. A lifetime nearly gone, I cannot unfold. Night's dark and cold, but warm is your hand in mine. Feeble with ageless time, the light of love still shines after all these years. Your soft assuring ways, the rock I lean on, saw me through my darkest days when all hope had gone. You're still the only one I'll ever hold near, and I love you after all these years. I still love you after all these years.
After all these years, and I could never tire listening to Foster and Allen, even after all these years. Now we come to the first email on this week's programme, and it comes in from two good friends of mine who listen to the programme here in Dublin, and it's their anniversary. And they said, mind you, they didn't tell me what anniversary it was, but they said it's their anniversary, so could I find a suitable track to help them celebrate their anniversary. They like the show, and well, they say one or two things about it, and I take the point you make. Okay, here, Frank McCaffrey, and I think this one sums it all up really well. And by the way, whatever anniversary it is, I hope it's a happy one.
I say thanks for the years gone by and all that you've been to me. Today is our day, let's relive always be. With God's help, it's been and it stayed that way. It's our anniversary. We've had our bad times. We've had our good times. We've had our ups and downs. I've never worried when skies fell on me. Always around. The greatest gift in all the world you gave to me so willingly. So bless you and keep you through years to come. I love you, please always love me.
Last year, I think it must have been about that time, I played the first track I ever heard of Anne Breen. And since then, I've acquired some more of her material. And believe it or not, of all the emails I get to the programme, that I get most of them for the Anne Breen tracks. And this particular track, this has been the most requested Anne Breen track I've had. In fact, it's nearly one of the most requested tracks on the whole programme. I'm waffling a bit here. What I'm trying to say to you, here is Anne Breen on her wonderful version of this lovely old song. No, it's not an Irish song, but they don't come much more Irish than Anne Breen.
I'll be your sweetheart if you will be mine. My
Now, I quite often say on the programme, my mammy used to sing that, or my dad used to sing that. Well, believe it or not, that was a song that they used to sing together. Regular listeners will know that I tell you most times about the Hoolies that we used to have in our house before television arrived, that was. We had a very out-of-tune piano, which I used to try to play and accompany. And everybody in the family had to do their own bit. Everybody. It didn't have to be a song. Could be a poem or anything of that ilk. And that was at the end of the evening, we'd have a bit of community singing. And my mum and dad used to sing that song together. There, Anne Breen and I'll Be Your Sweetheart. And while it was playing, I was just thinking, we're picking up new listeners every week. And this idea of sounds Irish, it doesn't have to be an Irish song. So don't be sending me emails saying, Joe, that XYZ track is not Irish. The song must have, or the track must have, some Irish connection. Whether it's the singer, whether it's the instrumentalist, whether the guy wrote the song was Irish. It could be country and Irish, which we'll be having in a little bit. But that is the whole idea behind Sounds Irish. Now, on with the programme. Now, I don't know if you can cast your mind back to last week's Sounds Irish. I played a track by Golden Bough called John Riley. I'm going to give you another track from that album. The album is called The Songs of the Irish Emigrant. Now, we all know about how Irish people, after the famine, many thousands of them left Ireland to look for work in other parts of the world, Canada, America, US, Australia, various places. This is from that particular album, Songs of the Irish Emigrant, and it's called Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore.
Strength, comforting glass, in pace we'd need no more. And we bid farewell to all Tyre land and Paddy's green shamrock
aware, first of all, that that track was, well, a little longer than we normally play, but it was too good to fade, and you got two for the price of one there, did you not? From Golden Bough, the main theme was Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore. Now we come to something I mentioned earlier on, and that was country and Irish. I think I've explained it to our regular listeners, but for those who may be joining me from the first time, this is a situation where we have an Irish artist or an Irish band singing, not necessarily an Irish song, but doing it in country style. Okay, listen to this group, the Sing-Alongs. That's a very unusual name. And they're telling us all about Mother's Chair. Now, it's not an Irish song, as I say, but these are definitely Irish. Take a listen to some country and Irish, and it's good country and Irish.
There's an old armchair, and it means the world to me, for I used to sit there upon my mother's knee, and she'd read to me the stories that children love to hear. Now there's no one to sit in mother's chair. I still recall the many times these words she'd say to me: fight for all your dreams, turn them to reality. And as I sat by her in wonder, her eyes much pride, I knew against all others I had mother on my side. Mother's chair is old and dusty, and the colors fade fast, but to me it holds a memory of happy days long past. Like the way she'd smile and hold my hand and brush away my tears, now there's no one to sit in mother's chair. Now the old chair is still standing where she left it on that day when God came to visit and carry her away. And every time I see it, it looks so cold and bare. Now there's no one to sit in mother's chair. Mother's chair is old and dusty, and the colors fade fast, but to me it holds a memory of happy days long past. like the way she'd smile and hold my hand and brush away my tears. Now there's no one to sit in Mother's chair. There's an old armchair, and it means the world to me, for I used to sit there upon my mother's knee, and she'd read to me the stories that children love to hear. Now there's no one to sit in Mother's chair. No, there's no one to sit in Mother's chair.
You see what I mean? Country and Irish. And it's going very, very popular here in Ireland, as I say. And we'll be including some more country and Irish during the remainder of the programme. In the meantime, let's hand you over to Dermot O'Brien, where you can tap your feet or clap your hands or nod your head, whatever you do. Sing along with Dermot.
Oh, it seems like only yesterday I left the Culver Cork, and on a ship from Erin's Isle I landed in New York. There was nary a friend to greet me, a stranger on the shore, but Irish luck was with me, boys, and fortune came galore. But now I'm going back again to dear old Erin's Isle. Friends will meet me on the quay and greet me with a smile. There's been so many I near forgot, I've been so long away, but me mother will introduce them all, and this to me will say, shake hands with your uncle Mike, me boy, and here's your sister Kate. She's the girl you used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all of the neighbours and kiss the Colleens all. You're as welcome as the flowers are made to dear old Donegal. McNamara and the leader of the band. Although we're small in number, we're the finest in the land. We play at wakes and weddings and at every fancy ball, and when we go to funerals we play the march from Saul. Oh, the drums go bang at the simple slang of the horns, they blaze away. McCartney pumps the old bassoon and Doyle the pipes display. Hennessy, Tennessee, took us the flute, the music is something grand. A credit to old Ireland boys is back the Mariners band. Ta da da da, ta da da da, da da da, ta da da da, da 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 da, ta da 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 da, da 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 da.
There he is, Dermot O'Brien and his accordion, dancing off into the sunset. Now we have the first of our ballad groups this week on Sounds Irish, and my favourite ballad group, the Dublin City Ramblers. Now, I like the Dublin City Ramblers for a number of reasons. One, I think that the material they do is very good, typical Dublin, and why wouldn't it be if they're from Dublin? And I think their arrangements of some of their songs are very good. Now, this is a bit of fun, so don't take it seriously. It tells the story of a Dublin lady, a character. Her name, Dicey Riley. And poor Dicey, well, she had a bit of a problem. Well, she liked the drop of the hard stuff, you see. And she'd go to the Hawk, which was the pawn shop, and pawn something so that she could get herself a drink. Listen to the Dublin City Ramblers and Dicey Riley.
Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the suck. Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. But it's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little drop. But the heart of the realm is Dicey Riley.
Oh, she walks along Fitzgibbon Street with an independent air. Then it's down by Summer Hill, up her the people stare. She says it's nearly 1:30, it's time I had another little one. For the heart of the owl is Dicey Riley.
Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sun. Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. But it's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little drop. For the heart of the owl is Dicey Riley.
Long years ago, when them were men and fancied may oblong, our lovely Becky Cooper, our Maggie's Mary Wong. One woman put them all to shame, just one was worthy of the name, and the name of the dame was Dicey Riley.
Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to suck. Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. But it's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little jump. For the heart of the round is Dicey Riley.
Every evening after school, I go to wash her feet. But she leaves me there to mind the shop while she goes out for another little drop. For the heart of the owl is Dicey Riley.
Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the suck. Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. But it's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little drop. For the heart of the owl is Dicey Riley.
Time went catching up on her like many a pretty whore. And it's after you along the street before you're out the door. Their looks all fade and the balance weighed, but out of all that great brigade, still the heart of the owl is Dicey Riley.
Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the suck. Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. But it's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little drop. For the heart of the owl is Dicey Riley.
See what I mean? Some wonderful instrumental work on their tracks as well. There was some fine banjo, were there not? And the Dublin City Ramblers telling us the story of poor old Dicey Riley. Friends, on Sounds Irish, regularly, we play you tracks by Phil Coulter, Phil at the piano. We've done various tracks with him playing with James Galway. But here is a track, it's not played by Phil Coulter. The song was written by Phil Coulter. Phil had a young son who had a learning disability. I'm not sure whether the son is still alive, but I think somehow or other he's gone to God, I heard somewhere. But Phil wrote this wonderful song about his son. And you all heard The Fields of Athenry sung by Paddy Riley. Well, listen to Paddy Riley's version and listen to the lyrics. The song is entitled Scorn Not His Simplicity, and I for one think it's one of the best songs that Phil Coulter ever wrote.
Mm-hmm. See the child with the golden hair and eyes that show the emptiness inside. Do we know? Can we understand just how he feels, or have we really tried? See him now as he stands alone and watches children play a children's game. Simple child, he looks almost like the others, yet they know he's not the same. Scorn not his simplicity, but rather try to love him all the more. Scorn not his simplicity, oh no, oh no, oh no. See him stare, not recognizing that kind face that only yesterday he loved. The loving face of a mother who can't understand what she's been guilty of. How she cried tears of happiness the day the doctor told her it's a boy. Now she cries tears of helplessness when she thinks of the things he can't enjoy. Scorn not his simplicity, but rather try to love him all the more. Scorn not his simplicity, oh no, oh no, oh no. Only he knows how to face the future, hopefully surrounded by despair. He won't ask for your pity or your sympathy, but surely you must care. Scorn not his simplicity, but rather try to love him all the more. Scorn not his simplicity, oh no,